Hi, it's Stein. Been on a roll this week, New England style. As I tell food commentator Nancy Leeson, that and this week's musical kitchen appliance, all on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Stein, what is it this week?
This week's appliance melody, Nance, with home espresso maker accompaniment. If that tune is good enough for Stanley Kubrick and Elvis to start their shows, it's good enough to start Food for Thought.
The lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote backing you up there.
The L&T for backup vocals, and she shot the video. That was something like take 6 or 7. I put away a lot of espresso this morning, Nance. We'll put the video on the Food for Thought post this week. It's really a hoot.
You must be really bored.
Oh, no, I'm never bored in the kitchen, but I'm always thinking, Nancy. And then when DeGroote brought home the half-pound can of crab, it reminded me that I'd been wanting to have a New England lobster roll for a long time. There's no way I'm buying lobster. And I thought, well, let's use this canned crab for that. And that gave me the excuse I needed to indulge myself with a piece of gear I've been wanting to get for years.
What was that?
A special pan to make New England hot dog rolls. The sides are just plain bread, not browned like a regular hot dog roll, so you can griddle the sides, and it's just not the same without them. I sent away for it, and DeGroote is going, when are we going to have the crab? When are we going to have the crab? I said, I want to make the rolls first. And it finally came, and I made the rolls, mixed up the crab with some mayo and lemon juice and some chopped celery and stuff. We had the crab rolls with the canned crab.
How did it come out?
It was terrible. It didn't taste like crab at all to me. It was more like tuna salad. But then a few days later, I said, I'm going to try this with shrimp. And I'd been meaning to use Daniel Gritzer's poaching method for shrimp. You start the shrimp in cold water, use an instant read thermometer, and as soon as it hits 170 degrees, you strain them out and dump them straight in an ice water bath. They were hands down the very best poached shrimp ever.
Well, that's also a wonderful thing to know about, because I'm one of those people who try to always keep a bag of frozen shrimp in my freezer.
Me too.
When we start doing the what are we going to make for dinner thing.
I mixed a little pinch of baking soda in with my shrimp about a half an hour before I poached them. Gives them a little extra snap. The shrimp version was way better than the canned crab. Baked off the rolls, griddled on the side. It just wouldn't have been the same with a regular hot dog roll.
This from the guy who was making fun of me for buying a mold for making Russian pelmeni.
It's true, I did. Well, anyway, that was this week's fun with flour for me. How about you?
I don't really do this ever, but I made 3 different types of bread dough on the same day. I figured once I had all the flour out and then the mixer going, and I made dinner rolls, flatbread, and an Italian bread that I make actually in a loaf pan. The loaf pan bread baked off right away. The other 2 went into the refrigerator once they were risen. I just keep them in plastic tubs and let them sit there and take stuff out as I need it.
Handy. I'm noticing that flour is a little more easy to come by these days, too. Have you?
Yeah, but there's also a whole lot of wonderful local mills. Fairhaven Mill, Karen Springs Mills in Viscagit. There's Finn River Farm and Nash's Organic. And some of those are even available in local supermarkets and specialty stores or your local bakery.
I'll put the links to those mills for those that do mail order and those you can just drive up and pick up for anyone who's still having trouble finding flour in the store. Plus the fabulous Also Sprach Zarathustra coffee machine video on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org with KNKX food talker Nancy.
The flour child.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Down east in the northwest. Yeah.
Stein.